Welcome to evening prayer on Tuesday, 15 September. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. O God, will you not give us life again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Truly his salvation is near to those who fear him, that the glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring up from the earth, and the righteousness look down from heaven. Righteousness shall go before him and direct his steps in the way. That this evening may be holy, good and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Psalm 9. You, Lord, have never failed those who seek you. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will tell of your marvelous works. I will be glad and I'll rejoice in you. I'll make music to your name, O Most High. When my enemies are driven back, they stumble and perish at your presence. For you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on your throne giving righteous judgment. You, Lord, have never failed those who seek you. You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. The enemy was utterly laid waste. You uprooted their cities. Their every memory was perished. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has made the fast his throne for judgment. For he shall rule the world with righteousness and govern the peoples with equity. Then will the Lord be a refugee for the oppressed, a refuge in the time of trouble. And those who know your name will put the trust in you, for you, Lord, have never failed those who seek you. You, Lord, have never failed those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare among the peoples things he has done. The avengers of the blood has remembered them. He did not forget the cry of the oppressed. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider the trouble I suffer from those who hate me, you that lift me up from the gates of death, that I may tell all your praises in the gates of the cities of Zion and rejoice in salvation. The nations shall sink into the pit of their making, and in the snare which they set with their own foot be taken. The Lord makes himself known by his acts of justice. The wicked are snared in the works of their hands. You, Lord, have never failed those who seek you. They shall return to the land of darkness, all the nations that forgot God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish. Arise, O Lord, and let not mortals have the upper hand. Let the nations be judged before your face, and put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but mortal. You, Lord, have never failed those who seek you. Remember, Lord, all who cry to you from the death's gates. Do not forget those whom the world forgets, but raise your faithful ones to Zion's gates with all your conquering Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Read with me. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Lead me in the path of your commandments. that I may see the wonders of your law. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Let us pray.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep, if I should die before I wake. I pray the Lord my soul to take. Let us pray with confidence. Our Savior has taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
We read together the grace.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.